The Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell just got bigger as we bring you the 2009 NFL and college football season in style. We've got you covered with game insight, opinion, and football expertise featuring former defensive star and three-time national champion at Nebraska and NFL player Jason Peter. Jason
Peter. There is no bigger honor than to go into the professional Hall of Fame or college Hall of Fame.
Each week, the Big E Sports Show will take you under the helmet to bring you the latest talk on the 2009 season of college and pro football.
Is there maximum effort out there? Because that's one thing you don't have to be talented at. You don't need talent to try hard. And that's the thing that I'm looking for out of them this year.
Under the Helmet with Jason Peter on the Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell. Premiering September 5th on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show as we finally look forward to the start of the college football season. And certainly we do indeed have some big games on hand that we are going to be discussing in our second segment. But first, let's roll out not the red carpet, but the purple carpet as we get set to go one-on-one with one of our favorite people, TCU's head football coach, the great Gary Patterson. Coach Patterson, what a pleasure it is to have you back on the program. It's been a while.
Well, thanks, Elissa. It's a pleasure of ours.
Before we discuss the college football season, there was a big development this past week at TCU as your athletic director, Danny Morrison, resigns to become the president of the Carolina Panthers. It's truly an extraordinary opportunity for him. But what are your thoughts? I know you hate to see him go.
Well, obviously you hate change, but for Danny, he's definitely gave TCU everything he had. For my family, our program, TCU itself, Fort Worth, we'll miss him because he's done a lot for TCU.
He certainly has. Gary Patterson along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We want to direct you to our radio website. That's eradiosports.com and join us on twitter.com/eradiosports. Well, certainly, Gary, tremendous anticipation as it is game week, the start of college football season. But for your Frogs, you guys are just one of two schools that actually have this first weekend off. And my question to you is, as a coach, how do you harness or rein in the kids? Because I would assume that the Frogs are tired of practice camp, the simulator test, they're ready to go out there and ready to roll, aren't they?
Yeah, it's not too hard to harness because they're tired, but we have been working hard. What we've tried to do is combine getting ready for our first game next week against Virginia and to keep getting our football team better, which is what we've tried to do, and hopefully it'll pay off. You know, their advantage will be they played a game and be able to correct and get better, and ours will be preparation of our younger players and our two-deep roster to try to prepare for a full season without a break.
I was going to ask you, does this work as an advantage? Another week to, as you had just said, allows you to develop those players? Or do you perhaps worry about falling off the radar? Does that even concern you, Coach?
Oh, I mean, right now, it's nobody's on the radar as far as I'm concerned. When you're in the first week of the season, everybody wants to just play well, find out what they have, and go about their business and hope they play well and find a way to win. And, that's what we're going to try to do next week. And we've always said it's not what they say in August, it's what they say in November or December. So that's where we're going to stick by that.
Well, here we are into the weekend, and my question to you is, how do you go about with your kids? How do you treat game day? Do you have like a mock day, game day type of schedule to kind of simulate them?
We do. We've done it every year. We'll actually start on a Friday with a Thursday practice, and then we'll switch over and do a Friday practice with substitution and things we do on a Friday. We go to the hotel, which by NCAA rules, you can do that. We don't stay and then go through all of our video tests because we believe it's a business weekend. And then we turn around on Saturday and kind of walk through what we do on Saturday morning in our pregame meal. And then we go out and simulate everything we would do time-wise to get ready for a ball game. And then go through a substitution with all of our teams running on the field, different situations, and then walk off.
We're talking TCU football with their head coach, Gary Patterson. Hard to believe he is in his ninth year as the head coach, 12th season overall at TCU. And I kind of chuckle, Coach Patterson, because you're the dean now of the Mountain West Conference coaches. Does that make you feel like you're going to get some gray hair?
Well, yeah, I'm glad that I've been here 12 years. I'm not sure I like to be considered in a way where it considers us old. But, I'm very excited about where we sit with things and what we've been able to do in the time that we've been here at TCU, and I look forward to what we can still get done.
You're just 1 week away from the start of your season. I guess the question we've got to ask you is, what point of emphasis are you still trying to refine within your system?
Well, for us, it's just attention to detail. We have 13 seniors. We have a lot of guys back on offense that played. But really, attention to detail and depth to really keep bringing along your younger players to establish a second and a third group, because I think it's really important to get that done if you want to win a championship. The next guy in has got to be able to play at the same level as the guy before him or very closely to it. And so for us, that's what we've been trying to do. We've been putting our kids in different situations, making every call that we can possibly have in as tough a situation as we can to make sure we can handle everything that comes in front of us in the next 12 weeks.
A lot of national attention on your defensive end, Jerry Hughes, had such a sensational season last year. And I kind of mentioned to you at practice last week that although he posted such huge numbers last season, I have to admit, I was surprised to see him pass up the NFL.
Well, for Jerry, you know, I think the thing was, is he, you know, he made a promise to his parents to get an education. He wanted to come back and help win a championship. That pretty much sums up the kind of person he is. And, you know, he didn't play defensive end in high school, so another year really helps him mature into being what he needs to be as a pass rusher and read all the things and keep getting bigger and stronger. I don't think it's a bad idea for him to do it, but I really didn't have a viewpoint. I'm one of those that I don't push them one way or the other. I give them the pros and cons and then let them decide for themselves, because I don't want to, if it doesn't turn out one way or the other, I don't want it to be my fault. I want it to be a situation where you know, he's going to be happy whatever happens to him and how it goes through. And for him, we're glad as a football team he's back, because he gives us a leader plus a very good player. And as personally, I'm glad to see, because I know he's going to end up receiving his degree now and still being able to go on and play at the next level.
Well, it's hard, Coach, to think about how he can increase his stats even more, but you just nailed it when you talked about his leadership. Is he learning that he's got to be more vocal out there?
Well, he has been. He's been in the spring and the spring, and then really in the volunteer workouts in the summer, he really took charge. And then he's been here in the fall. So, you know, you only can tell by when you get to game day and see how they act on the field. But that's what I'm looking forward to seeing, how that works out.
And I also had heard that he's taking a very heavy schedule with classes. I mean, very focused and diligent as a student athlete, taking 18 hours. This is during season. That's crazy.
Well, what he's trying to do, he'll only have six in the spring. You know, it's a plan so that in May he has his degree and he's done. That's where we're sitting with things, is to make sure that all that works out right.
Coach Gary Patterson is along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We want to say thank you to our premier sponsor, that is Western Company of Texas. And as we talk TCU football, you get your game 1 week away, opening in Charlottesville, Virginia, the Virginia Cavaliers. And this was a team, Gary, that finished 5-7 last season. What can you tell us about Al Groh's team?
Well, number one, they're going to be very well coached. Lost a heartbreaker to Miami, and then went on a roll, lost, you know, three more, and ended up 5-7. They had a young quarterback that was pushed into action last year and played really good defense. If you look back and see what they've done, they've added two or three coaches off their staff from the NFL and ex-pro head coaches, and Greg Brandon and Ron Prince from Kansas State. Very experienced, will be very well coached. One of the things, if you watch what they do, they're very well coached. They're very precise in what they get done, and they're a very large football team.
Yeah, when you talk about the ACC, the other opponent you will be facing here in just a couple of weeks is Clemson. I mean, this is great preparation as you segue into Mountain West Conference play.
Well, that's one of the things you like to do. You know, if you want to make a mark on the national stage as far as the BCS, you have to try to win in these ACC games, because that's why you have them on the schedule. But on the other side of it, it does prepare us for playing the athletic ability of other teams in the Mountain West Conference. You know, guys, BYU and Utah, which I would make comparison of Virginia being a lot like BYU, and then Clemson being a lot like Utah. We have a lot of work to do.
Gary Patterson has been along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. My final question for you: you guys are going to be more explosive on offense this season. We haven't talked about your quarterback, Andy Dalton, but you've got some terrific receivers in Jeremy Curley and Jimmy Young.
Well, we do, and we're excited. I really try to downplay it, because we're going to play some very good football teams early. And, you know, our whole thing is defined to be patient, not to lose our patience against good defensive football teams. You know, I think that's the one thing you do is early in ball games, till you really start getting everything in line, is to understand you just want to find a way to score more points than your opponent. Doesn't matter if it's 3-2 or it's 55-54. We've got to find a way to win. But we're glad those guys are on our side. And the great part about them is that there's really not any seniors in that group. We only have two senior running backs, and our tackles are seniors. So about everybody on this offense comes back in a year.
Coach, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll keep our eye on you, and good luck next weekend.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead. Jason Peter joining us in just a moment with our Under the Helmet segment.